Professor Robert Carr, a former instructor at the University of South Florida, announced last week that the United States government has secretly captured a complete UFO with 12 dead beings aboard.
The United States Air Force has, under maximum security, one complete flying saucer and part of another, and has 12 little bodies in deep freeze. One body has been completely dissected and examined by a team of government physicians.
Now, Professor Carr is predicting that by December 15th, in about 8 weeks, the U.S. government will launch a carefully engineered effort to prepare Americans for an announcement of the existence of extraterrestrial life.
Dozens of newspaper editors and television executives have learned last week from their Washington correspondents, their Washington bureaus, that during the month of December, the new administration will make a complete about-face in its policy on UFOs, and that members of the administration, high levels of the government, will openly admit to the American people that the UFOs are real, they are piloted by little people like ourselves, they mean us no harm, and will everybody please stop shooting at them. This campaign of reversal will begin on Sunday, December 15th, with NBC's hour-long special entitled The UFOs. The government has cooperated lavishly with them in preparing this. It won't blow the lid off, but it will lift the lid a little. You see, the government is going to release the news in gradual stages to avoid culture shock and to avoid panic and to avoid too much public disorder and excitement. But before the end of the year, the whole story will be out in the open.
The professor created a minor sensation last week after stating in a Florida press conference that the Pentagon has recovered a perfect flying saucer that allegedly had crash-landed in the desert near Aztec, New Mexico in 1948. Professor Carr says that his sources for the incredible story are three men directly connected to covering up or protecting the project.
Visits a biological research institution with which I at that time had some contact, and he was telling the whole story to the director of the institute, and I, as a subordinate, happened to be in the room and overheard the whole thing. One is a retired security guard who served many years at Wright-Patterson Field. For 3 months of his service, he was on the security detail guarding Hangar 18, where the UFO and the bodies were then kept. The third source was a high-ranking Air Force officer who was on board the giant cargo plane that flew the captured UFO from Edwards Air Force Base to Wright-Patterson Field, and also participated in measuring and weighing the bodies and the UFO.
Professor Carr says he cannot reveal the identity of his sources, but again, they are a biologist who examined the bodies, a security guard who protected the ship in a hangar at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and a high-ranking military officer who reportedly viewed the bodies of the 12 small beings while autopsies were being conducted on them. All of his sources report that the 12 beings were apparently the victims of a decompression accident when the ship was punctured after entering the Earth's atmosphere, All witnesses, he says, describe the visitors as being exactly like small humans, 3 to 4 feet tall, white-skinned, light-haired, blue-eyed, in perfect physical condition, but with highly developed brains.
Brain was that of a human being, several hundred years old, and it was on the body of a vigorous young man who appeared to be about 30. And you can readily see, if they enjoy a much longer lifespan than we do, and enjoy it without senility or infirmity, what a tremendous advantage their civilization has in space travel and in its general development. Because the central tragedy of life here on Earth is not just war and poverty and hunger. The deepest tragedy of all is the brevity of human life.
The professor insists that the 12 bodies are still in deep freeze at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and that the ship is being concealed in a hangar at the air base. Wright-Patterson Air Force officials, however, flatly and unequivocally deny the entire account. So December 15th seems to be the date in which we'll find out if Professor Robert Carr is right or wrong, and whether or not beings and spaceships from outer space really do exist. That's KNAC Earth News. This is Blue.